Welcome to 15 Minutes in the Word with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Keeping God First. There is much in life that competes for our attention, but there is one who wants to be first before anything else. And when we make Jesus the center, everything gets better. Be encouraged today as Joyce shares how we can pursue God first and grow a deep, satisfying relationship with Him. Now, here's Joyce with today's teaching.
I'm teaching this weekend about keeping God first. You want to know the truth? I think it's probably, possibly the most important series I've done this year. We've got to keep God in the place that rightfully belongs to Him, which is first place in our lives. Amen? The Bible says that we're to keep ourselves from idols, from anything that would occupy that first place in our lives that belongs to God. Keep yourself away from those things. We have to watch our lives. We have to examine our lives, and we have to make sure that we're keeping God first. You know some of the scriptures. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. That's an absolutely awesome scripture. Keep God first in your money. Keep God first in your time. Keep God first in your decisions. Now, how many of you would just be a little bit honest with me tonight and say that Satan really fights you hard when it comes to spending regular quality time with God? Now, to be honest with you, I can go anywhere in the world that I want to and I can ask that question. I can do a leadership conference. I can do a pastor's conference. And I have the same response. Listen to me. If there's one thing the devil does not want, it's for you to spend regular time with God on a daily basis. Sure, he doesn't want you to go to church, but even that he would prefer over you sitting down and spending personal time with God on a regular basis. And I'm going to show you tonight why the devil doesn't want you to do that, because your time with God is more valuable than you can even begin to imagine. I'm going to go through some things with you tonight. What do you get out of spending time with God? Hopefully, if I can show you how it benefits you, then you'll be more inclined to want to do it. But in addition to sharing with you how valuable it is, I have this living room set up over here so I can show you how to do it. Because to be honest with you, I hear all the time, I don't know what to do. What are you supposed to do when you spend time with God? Well, to be honest with you, the devil has turned it into something way more complicated than what it is. How many of you know that Satan loves to complicate things that are simple? Because if he can make us feel that it's complicated, then he's going to keep us from doing what we need to do. Please listen to me tonight. I'm telling you what, I am so sincere in bringing you this message. I believe with all of my heart, if some way, somehow, God will give me the grace to teach you how important it is for you to give God the first portion of your time and seek Him yourself on a regular basis, I believe that it is the answer to every problem you have. I believe that. I believe it's the answer to every problem that you have. You cannot stay strong in the Lord if you don't spend time with Him. So many people say, well, I just don't feel like I've got a real close relationship with God. Well, are you seeking Him? The Bible says if you seek Him diligently, that means regularly. And I'm not trying to make a law out of this. You know, if I miss a day or something comes up and I just can't sit down for an hour or 2 hours that day, I don't feel under condemnation. But I'm talking regular. I'm talking diligent. You know, even most of us, as much as we love to eat, we might miss a meal once in a while, but we're not going to miss one very often. You can bet your life on that. Well, you know, one of the reasons why we're encouraged in the Bible to fast at different seasons in our life, which means to not eat for a period of time, is because sometimes we just need to show God that He's more important to us than our meals. And we take time to eat. How many of you know that if we want to eat, we will seek the food? You should see me seek a Starbucks when I get in one of these cities. I mean, if there's a Starbucks anywhere within 50 miles, we're going to find it. There are certain restaurants that I like to eat at in these cities. And they research. and we seek them out. The word seek just means to crave, pursue, and go after with all your might. Those who seek me diligently and early shall find me. And I think that early can be taken to mean two things. I think it can be early in the day. And I don't want to strap laws on anybody, but I do think that if you can seek God before you do anything else in the day, it's much better for you, because it's just good to get full of God before you have to get full of something else. So I encourage that. But I do realize that different people have different lifestyles, and different people are even put together different. And, you know, some people just say, I'm a night person. Well, you know, I've got a clearer head in the morning than I do at night. By nighttime, I'm just like, you know. So you have to do, I guess, whatever works for you. But I believe the Bible bears out that giving God part of your day first is a wise thing to do. I would say that even if you can't do it for a long time in the morning, just give Him something to get your day started right. All over the Bible, there are people who rose up early in the morning and sought God. Now, you know, it's not going to hurt you to get up a half an hour early just to seek God. It's not going to hurt you to turn the television off a half an hour at night before you normally would, so you can get up a half an hour early, so you can spend some time seeking God. The first fruit of everything belongs to God. If we give God the first portion, the rest is blessed. One of the reasons why people are stressed out and they never have enough time is because they're not giving God the time that He deserves. People who say, I don't have enough money, what's the first thing we'd tell them? Well, tithe. Give to God regularly and He'll bless your money, and the 90% you got left will go further than the 100% if you kept it. Because if you keep it all, it's all cursed. But if you give God the portion He asked for, then He blesses what's left. Well, I believe the same thing works with time. I believe if you don't have enough time, you need to give God more time. What do we tell people if they don't have enough money? Sow more seed. Well, I'm telling you that you can sow time just like seed, and God can bless the time that you have left. How many of you know it doesn't take very much at all to go on and you've lost an hour, or you've lost 30 minutes, or you've lost 2 hours? Don't you get frustrated sometimes at the end of the day when you just feel like, I don't even know where the day went, and I never accomplished anything that I wanted to. Just one thing after another happened all day long. And of course, that's going to happen to anybody from time to time, but I believe a lot of the reason why it happens on a regular basis, and I'll say again, I believe one of the reasons why so many people are stressed out is because they're not putting God first in their time. Does anybody agree with me? Well, we think we're too busy to spend time with God, but I'm going to tell you something. You got to understand, if you don't spend time with God, listen to Mother tonight. If you don't spend time with God, nothing else is going to work in your life. That's what I feel like tonight, a mother just saying. Sometimes I just want to unzip you guys and cram all this stuff in you and zip you back up and turn you loose. I know the battle you fight with spending time with God, because I fought that same battle for years and years and years until God finally got across to me, Joyce, you are not going to stay alive. You cannot do what you're doing and survive. The devil will kill you if you don't spend time with me. He is our hiding place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable. You having a lot of ups and downs in your life? Then spend time with God. You'll get stable. You happy one day, depressed the next? Spend time with God. You'll get stable. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can come against. No devil in hell can defeat you when you regularly go to the secret place. Spending time with God is spiritual warfare. If you spend time with God, you won't have to be screaming at demons all the time. I can't get to these cities 3 days early and try to tear down every stronghold and deal with every demon in the city before I get here. Jesus didn't do that. When He came to town, the devils left. You know why? Because He had the presence of His Father on His life. Because He rose up early to seek Him. And He walked away from crowds to seek God. You think Jesus wouldn't walk out of a business meeting to go seek God? Oh, yes, He would have. He walked away from sick people. He walked away from hurting people. He knew there was a time when you got to walk away and you got to get with God. Because if you don't, you're going to go over the edge. And I believe Jesus, anytime he felt like he'd had all he could take, I think he just got away from it and he went and got refreshed. And sometimes it doesn't even take all that long. What would happen to a businessman? Come on, what would happen to a businessman who's got a major job and a lot of responsibility and he's got all these corporation that he's running? What would happen if, let's just say, three times a day, he'd go and lock his office door and just for a few minutes, he'd just say, Lord, I love you. I need you. I can't make it without you. Any victory that I have is going to be because you've given me the victory. I need you to strengthen me and refresh me, and I need you to help me behave the way you want me to behave because I'm here to glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. Just wanted to stop a minute and just say how much you mean to me. Thank you, Lord, once again. Amen. Get up, if I can. Go back to work. Put God first place in your life. Don't act like he's some celestial Santa Claus that you run to every time you need something and the rest of the time ignore him. We started last night in Jeremiah, read four scriptures to you talking about how people have forsaken God. My people have forsaken me. My people have forsaken me. Days without number have gone by, God said, and I haven't heard nothing from you. That's about the saddest scripture, I think, in the Bible. Take time. Give God time as well as money. Nothing given to God is ever lost. When you give God time, you don't lose it. You sow it as a seed and he'll give it back to you. Giving God the first portion of everything qualifies us to be multiplied. Oh, I tell you, when the multiplication of God goes to work in your life, things get sweet. Because he starts taking what you got and he starts multiplying it. And when you start multiplying, things increase fast. Amen? You never know. You start giving God the time that he deserves. He might just send somebody along to help you. You start giving God the time that he deserves. Maybe those kids that you're yelling at all the time will finally get the message and they'll start helping you. Maybe they'll start cleaning up after themselves a little bit. You know, we can't seek the kingdom. The Bible says seek first the kingdom. How can you seek the kingdom if you don't seek God? Well, today it seems like nobody's got enough time, but the truth is everybody's got the same amount. And you just have to decide tonight what you're going to start doing with some of yours. There's not a person in this building, listen to me, there is not a human being in this building that could not get 1 hour a day out of your life if you wanted to bad enough to spend it with God.
Thanks for listening. God has an amazing plan and purpose for our life. It's greater than we can imagine, and it all begins with putting him first. When we keep Jesus first, we enjoy more peace, receive his direction, and he even helps us enjoy ourselves and those around us. So if we want to truly enjoy our everyday life, let's begin pursuing the one thing that matters most. For more resources from Joyce, visit joycemeyer.org.
Get your daily dose of encouragement with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Catch up on 7 days of enjoying everyday life episodes. Grow deeper in God's Word with the daily devotional and question of the day. And enjoy all your favorite teachings from Joyce in your digital library. Find all this and more with the Joyce Meyer Ministries app. Search Joyce Meyer in your app store and download it today.
The Bible, our instruction book for life. Spending time in God's Word will change our lives, but consistent and effective study can at times be challenging. That's one reason why Joyce is here to help. At joycemeyer.org/Bible study, you'll find ways to make your study time come to life with helpful resources, study suggestions, and encouragement from Joyce. Get the most you can out of your time studying God's Word with everyday study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thank you for listening to 15 Minutes in the Word with Joyce.